This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about how to use positive self-talk to make your life better. Nothing can stop the self-talk that flows endlessly through your mind. Your inner voice is like that of a sports commentator who won't stop talking and refuses to go away. He relentlessly comments on how you play the game of life until the day you die. Any attempt to squelch the inner voice is doomed to failure. It's a gift that never stops giving. This voice from the past is in replay mode during all your waking hours. Escape from it's impossible, and there are no mental earplugs that can silence it. Drugs and alcohol may temporarily muffle and distort the sound, but when the chemicals wear off, the voice is still there. Although you can't stop the inner voice, you can always influence it, and you can often control what it has to say. You must know what to say when your mind talks to you, and know what to say when you talk to your mind. You have a lot of things to discuss with your mind, and everything you say needs to be positive. If you don't like what you hear when your mind talks to you, you have the power to change the message. The problem isn't the voice, it's what the voice has to say. In my book, Programmer's Manual for Your Mind, I introduced the supreme law of change. This law states, you can change who you are by changing what you put into your mind. The supreme law of change is incredibly powerful and makes your life better or worse depending upon what you put into your mind. This law is irrevocable and unavoidable. You can't walk around it or escape from it. It's ever-present, and it controls the outcome of your life. Everyone has the opportunity to make their life better by putting good things into their mind. Instead, people ruin their lives by polluting their minds with toxic waste. Their minds become full of anxiety and stress as they let Hollywood and the media dump the garbage in. Their dreams become nightmares because of what they have put into their mind. If you want to have a positive mind, you absolutely must control what goes into it and make sure that it's positive. There is no other way. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is very clear. You must do two things. First, you must not allow toxic waste and garbage to enter your mind. This is a monumental task because there is so much of it out there coming at you from so many different directions. Second, you must fill your mind with positive things. You are engaged in mortal, mental combat, and who you are is at stake. This isn't a game, and if you lose, then who you are dies. The world will take you and compress you into its mold, and it will give you permanent membership in the lifelong disoriented, and who you are today will become a distant memory. Would you like to break the back of negative thinking and have a consistently positive mind? If your answer to this question is yes, then you need to learn the law of positive self-talk and apply it to your life. What is this law? The law of positive self-talk states, you can change the way you think and feel by changing what you say when you talk to your mind. This law gives you the power to put positive things into your mind and push your inner voice in a positive direction. You don't need to be constantly harangued by a negative inner voice that beats you down and makes you miserable. You can change it so that it becomes positive and sends depression and mood disorders on their way. You have the power to make your inner voice into your best friend rather than an irritating presence that you must endure. If you don't like what you hear when your mind talks to you, you need to use positive self-talk to change the message. It's that simple. What role will self-talk play in your life? Will it lift you up or pull you down? Will it make your life easier or more difficult? Will it make your life better or worse? Will it take you to your dreams or nightmares? What you say to your mind is your roadmap to the future. Each word takes you to a specific destination. If your self-talk is positive, it takes you to a positive destination. If it's negative, it takes you where you don't want to go. Self-talk gives you the power to control the focus of your mind. What you say to your mind pushes your thoughts in a specific direction, and you get to choose the direction. Be sure that what you say takes you where you want to go. Your mind is at the mercy of what you say to yourself. Your self-talk creates a mental focus that starts a cascade of new thoughts rushing through your mind. The first time you use positive self-talk, it pushes your mind in a positive direction for only a few seconds. When you repeat it, it pushes your mind in a positive direction for minutes or even hours. If you consistently repeat positive self-talk, you can remain positive for the rest of your life. Two inner voices control the direction of your life. The first voice is your mind talking to you. It's an echo from your past, and it repeats everything that has ever entered your mind. This inner monologue is the voice of your mind in replay mode. It's pure output from your memory banks into your stream of consciousness. The second voice is you talking to your mind. This voice gives you the power to change who you are by changing what you say when you talk to your mind. It gives you the power to reprogram your mind with positive and empowering beliefs, one thought at a time. The first voice is a voice from the past that continually reminds you about who you are and what you can and cannot do. It replays all of the beliefs installed in your mind by your parents and culture. The first voice doesn't discriminate between beliefs that are true or false, and often its message is irrational and self-destructive. Nevertheless, the first voice doesn't care. It's simply in replay mode and makes no attempt to critically assess the message. Whether your beliefs are true or false is irrelevant to your mind while it's in replay mode. Once it latches on to a belief, it tenaciously clings to it and treats it as if it were true. When your mind is in replay mode, it doesn't split hairs over the veracity of what it's saying. Your inner voice is a backward look into your past. It reflects all of the thoughts that you've had up until the present. In it, you find all of the limitations that have prevented you from living your dreams. The lingering immature ideas from your childhood and youth hide in that internal monologue. When you became an adult, you didn't leave all that mental baggage behind. It's still present and constantly asserts itself in your self-talk. This backward look can either help or hurt you. If you listen to what it has to say, and if you believe the message, you will adopt a lifestyle dominated by the limitations of the past. This ancient self-talk will shackle you to the problems of the past, and your dreams will recede into the distance. Your limiting beliefs will trap you in a time warp in which every day is a replay of all the days that went before. Instead of living 365 new days each year, you will live one day 365 times, and you will do it for the rest of your life. You'll repeat all your old mistakes, and you'll be trapped in the limitations of the past. About 5% of people listen to their inner voice, and what they hear motivates them to change. Nothing could ever convince them to adopt the limitations of the past. When their inner voice starts its litany of limitations, these people say, "Thanks for telling me that," and then they banish those limitations from their mind. The second voice is what you say when you talk to your mind. This voice changes who you are by changing what you put into your mind. You don't have to wait for years to make your life better. You can do it today using positive self-talk. What you say when you talk to yourself changes who you are right now, and it guarantees that your future will be different from your past. Not only will it be different, it will be better if you put positive things into your mind. Self-talk contains the script for the rest of your life. That script goes straight into your memory banks, and you replay it dozens of times each day. Some people denigrate positive self-talk, implying it's a trip to Pollyanna. They mock and accuse you of looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. These cynics and critics have a bias in favor of negative self-talk. As long as you tell yourself everything that you can't do, then your self-talk is perfectly acceptable to them. But the moment your self-talk turns positive, you become the object of their scorn. They regard positive self-talk as a sign of weakness. To them, it's nothing but internal hype. They tell you to grow up and leave fantasy land behind. Face reality and accept the world as it is. Stop all that foolish palaver about unlimited potential and living your dreams. One of the smartest things you will ever do is to ignore the voice of the cynics and critics. Most of them live in nowhere land and have never done anything positive with their lives. They aren't qualified to advise you about your self-talk or your potential for greatness, and you don't want them to write the script for your life. In the next podcast, we're going to discuss how you can create positive self-talk that will work for you.